Jism, jazzm, jazz, spunk, spirit, wobble, nonsense. That's where jazz came from. It sounded like sex, but was more like flirting or, well, foreplay. Jazz may have started in ragtime, which was ragged, roughy, jumpy. That music came out of the hard, syncopated beats of marching bands. Ragtime jazz might have gotten its start from the piano and horn players entertaining the Johns in the New Orleans whorehouses in a district called Storyville. Horns blew, rhythms over jig piano or piano thumping, as it was called. Vigor, energy, effervescence, spirit, pep, magnetism, verve, virility, ebullience, courage, and joy were all part of the music. Less is known about how the blues would recall African moods, rhythms, or the moans of southern slave workers, men and women alike, and the spirituals that grew out of that, which could be simplified by playing the blues at home, on the porch. In the post-war years, two sax players, Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, started pumping the melodic minor over fast rhythms, a minor scale with a major seventh, a harmonic concept native to classical music. They called it bebop. To do what they did meant knowing the placement of the sixth note of the scale in order to know where to set its root over the chord being played. Jazz, by then, added the half-step shift and more wobble, spirit, propulsion, and polyphony to improvisations. Bebop's complicated harmonies and chords led to playing changes. The music was faster than dancers danced and often as fast as a drummer could drum. Bebop was abstract, intellectual. Audiences sat down. Listeners didn't know where it was going, but they did know that any player who could play it knew something they didn't know. Then came cool jazz. All that jazz decided the future, which the world would sample and spread around like fine wine.